This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Monday that he thought it would be soon possible to revive the agreement that helped get Ukrainian grain to market and ease global food crisis following a meeting in Russia with the President Vladimir Putin. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire.
Russia and Ukraine are two of the world's key agricultural producers. Moscow has blockaded Ukrainian Black Sea ports since it invaded its neighbor. It's also threatened to treat all vessels as potential military targets after pulling out of the UN-backed deal. And ahead of Monday's talks, Ukrainian officials said Russia launched an overnight air attack on one of their major grain exporting ports. Putin has said before his country could return to the deal if the West fulfills a separate agreement made with the UN to facilitate Russian food and fertilizer exports.
Ukraine said Monday that Russian drones had detonated on the territory of NATO member Romania during an overnight airstrike on a Ukrainian port across the river. But Bucharest denied its territory had been hit. It's a rare report of stray weapons from the war in Ukraine hitting a neighboring member of the Western Military Alliance. The leader of a coup that ousted Gabon's president was sworn in as interim president and cheered by jubilant supporters Monday in a televised ceremony designed to cast the military as liberators of an oppressed society.
Devant Dieu et le peuple gabonais. De préserver en toute fidélité le régime républicain.
In West and Central Africa's eighth coup in 3 years, army officers seized power on August 30th, minutes after an announcement that the Bongo had won an election they annulled and said was not credible. This is VOA News. The first African climate summit began on Monday in Kenya with heads of state and international organizations advocating for a stronger voice and more financing to combat the impact of climate change on the continent. Mohamed Youssef reports from Nairobi.
The summit aims to tackle the challenges posed by increased droughts and flooding that have made millions of Africans poor, sick and hungry. Eastern African countries have grappled with severe droughts in recent years, leaving over 20 million people needing humanitarian aid, according to UN agencies. Migration from affected areas, growing competition over natural resources, and water scarcity due to changed rainfall patterns have also increased the risk of violence and conflict in Africa. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa was sworn in on Monday for a second term after being declared the winner of last month's disputed election as he promised to lift millions out of poverty. Zimbabweans went to polls on August 23rd to elect a new president. Parliamentarians and local council members, but the main opposition party described the results as a gigantic fraud. In his speech after being sworn in, he said he pleaded for unity in the aftermath of the polls, promising to revive the ailing economy. Nelson Chamisa, the 45-year-old leader of an opposition party, called for a new vote after his party alleged the election was flawed but did not challenge the result in court, clearing the way for the inauguration. More than 60 people arrested last week in Nigeria in connection with an alleged gay wedding, which is illegal in the country, have been remanded in prison, according to the police. Court granted a remand request from the police following a hearing on Monday after the suspects were arrested following a tip-off. In Nigeria, like in most parts of Africa, homosexuality is generally viewed as unacceptable. And in a 2014 anti-gay law took effect despite international condemnation. Singer Steve Harwell of the American rock band Smash Mouth has died of liver failure at his home at the age of 56, a day after his representative confirmed he was in hospice care. AP correspondent Margie Zarlett.
You might as well be walking on the sun.
Steve Harwell's gruff vocals on songs like Walking on the Sun, All Star, and a remake of I'm a Believer pushed Smash Mouth to the forefront of music in the late 1990s and 2000s. Harwell said in a 1997 AP interview, their music was all their own.
What we do is what we do. I don't know what we do, but we do it. And yeah. It's working.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
Harwell retired from Smash Mouth 2 years ago.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.